The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Yoina Dick, Reish Chabura in the Torah Life Kollel of Cleveland, and Rosh Kollel of the Shifty Chabura of Cleveland Heights, Ohio. The shiur has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah in Nida Daf Ayin Beis Omad Aleph says the Mishnah, Umoidim Beroya Besoich Yud Aleph Yoim V'Tovlo Le'erev V'Shimisho Shmetamim Mishko V'Moisho V'Chayovim Bekorban. The Mishnah is referring to a case as follows. The halacha is that the way Isha is Tomei is first she has 7 days of Tumas Nido. After she finishes her Tumas Nido, there's what's called Yud Aluf Yoim, 11 days. These days are the days which an Isha potentially could become a Zova. If she will see Dam in these days, 1 day or 2 days, she's a Zova. A Zova Ketana. If she will see Dam for 3 successive days, she will be what's called a Zova Gedoyla. And she will then require Zayin Nikim. If she sees for 1 day, the halach is the next day, the following day, for example. She went ahead and she saw Dam on Monday. Tuesday morning, she will be Toivol. If she is Toivol Monday night, it's an invalid tefillah and she remains Tomei. Which is the first part of the Mishnah. Umoidim Beishamah Beishillel, although they have a machloikis earlier in the Mishnah, in this situation of Besoich Yud Aluf Yom within the 11 days, she's Teiveles L'Erev in the evening, and she's Meshamish, she's still Tomei, meaning she remains a Tumas Zova. If she's Teivel B'Yom, the following day, in our example, Tuesday morning, B'Yom Shel Achrov, B'Shimisho, the halacha is, she's what's called a Tarbus Ro'ah. Why is this? Tarbus Ro means it's invalid, it's improper conduct. It's not supposed to be done. Why is it being mishamesh, having relations on Tuesday, something improper? Because the halacha is, if she will see at any point on Tuesday, until Tuesday nightfall, if she sees Dam, for example, on Tuesday afternoon, we will say retroactively, Limafreya, the entire day of Tuesday, she's Tomei Zova. Since she saw on Monday, and she has seen now on Tuesday, it becomes one long Tumas Zova, and the Re'iya of Tuesday connects and combines with the Tuma of Monday, and therefore retroactively, she's Tomei the entire Tuesday. So if she went to the mikvah on Tuesday morning, and she was mishamesh on Tuesday morning, after being toivel, if she would see later in the day another riyas dam, and she will become a zova on Tuesday as well, comes out Tuesday morning, she was also tamei zova. And therefore, any relations she will have on Tuesday is oimid besofik. It's something which is yet undetermined. Is her status to be an Isha Tahoira or an Isha Temeya? And therefore, she's not supposed to be maknas herself into this situation of Sofik. Therefore, says the Mishnah, she's Tarbus Ra. She and the Boyal are doing something improper because they're putting themselves into a suspect situation, a questionable situation, whether or not they're Tommy or they'll end up doing an Isser or not. That's the explanation of the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah concludes. Umagon will be lost in Taluyim. Anything she touches throughout Tuesday, or any Be'ilo she will have throughout Tuesday, is Oymed Besafik. It's totally, it's dependent. It's left hanging in the air, yet to be determined. Rashi says, Taluyin, if because, as we explained, says Rashi, Shimtiro, if she will see, Magod Magazova. Anything she touches is a Magazova. It's been touched by a Zova. And she'll be Chayve Karban on the Be'ilo. The imloy tira, if she will not see, then they get away with it. Magon tahar, what she touches is tahar, will be loss of petura, and on the biyad which they had, her and her boil, they are potter for. The simple pshat of Rashi, when Rashi says v'chayovim bekarbon, carbon generally refers to a carbon chatos. A chatos kavua. Carbon chatos is brought, the person engages in an iser kares. A person does a lav which carries with it the kares penalty. So on that the klal is, from that if you do it b'shoigig, you bring a carbon chatos. So the Aruch Lener asked the question as follows. Ask the Aruch Lener. Let's look at this situation. Tuesday morning, this Isha is a Safik. We don't know yet what her situation is. What would be, says the Aruch Lener, if there would be Edim, being Masra, Ruvain comes to this lady, they're about, husband and wife, they're about to engage in relations, the Shamish, and the Edim would say, if you do this, you're going to be Chayiv Malkus. It's a situation of Chayiv Kores. If it's done by Mezer, you'll get Malkus. Would we be Mechayiv the Malkus or not? Says the Aruch Lener, the Chayiv we would say, there's no Chayiv Malkus. Because it's what's called a situation of Hasra Asafik. It's a situation which has yet to be determined. We don't know yet what the situation is. Will she be Royadam? Will she not be Royadam? Right now she's Tahar. She went to the mikvah on Tuesday morning. Will she see Dam on Tuesday afternoon? Yes, maybe no. We don't know. It's a doubtful situation. Therefore, says the Aruch Lener, if the Edim can't give Hasra, they can't be Mechayiv if they do this B'mezid Malkus, because it's Hasra Asafik. So therefore, ask the Aruch Lener, just like we're going to agree, and we're going to say this situation is a situation of Hasra Asafik, Mehecha Teisa, this situation has a Chiyav Kares. Kares is Chayiv in a case where it's a Vaday Isser. But in this case, where the Isser is yet to be determined, we don't know that right now it's a situation of Isser. It will only be clarified that it's a situation of Isser as the day goes on. In the ensuing, what happens throughout the rest of the day, will she see, if she sees Dam, or if she does not. Therefore, says the Aruch Lener, Mehechetei said that case has a Chiyav Kares. And if there's no Chiyav Kares on this case, there also should not be a Chiyav Karm Chatos. Because the Chiyav Karm Chatos only comes in a situation when there's a Chiyav Kores. And if we will say, just like that, for Malkus, it's a Hasra Sufik situation, and therefore there'll be no Chiyav Malkus, and we will therefore say, likewise, there'll be no Chiyav Kores, so Mela asked the Aruch Lener, there also shouldn't be a Chiyav Karb Mechatos. That is the kasha of the Aruch Lener. Says the Aruch Lener, Shuv Re'isi, that if you look at the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis over here in Nido, the Rambam says, Vim Bo'olo Yoyim Hashimer, if they engage in relations on the day what's called Yoyim Hashimeris Yoyim, Tuesday is a Shmiro, it's guarding, safeguarding, determining what is the situation of Monday. It's called in Halacha, or she's called a Shemeres Yoim. Says the Rambam, if they engage in relations on that day, Hare Shneyem Chayovim Oshem Toloi. They are both going to be Chayiv Oshem Toloi. Why in Oshem Toloi? Says the Aruch Lener, Lidvorov, Lidvoreinu, it's very understandable. And the Rambam doesn't mean that it's only an Oshem Toloi until the end of the day transpires, and we have to, then it'll become, if you'll end up being Roya Dam later in the day, and therefore retroactively being a Zova Vadai, then you'll bring a Chatos. It's not the Pashtus Pshat in the Rambam. What the Rambam means to say is, that this situation, when they were bo, when she was engaged in relations on the day of Shemeres Yoim, a day which is yet has not yet been determined if she's tamei or tahar, if she's mutter or is she aser in hilchos zava. The chi of carbon, says the Rambam, is an asham tali. Because you can't be mekayiv a chor mechatos with the question we asked earlier. A chor mechatos is only chayiv in a vadi situation of kares. In this case, it's a situation of doubt. It's a doubtful situation. And therefore you cannot be mechayiv a kares. So therefore the chi of carbon is not a chor mechatos, but rather, says the Rambam, and Pirush Mishnayos, it's going to be a chi of asham tali. The question which Aruch HaNer concludes by asking is, first of all, the simple mashmos of Rashi is not this way, and likewise the Rambam in the Suri Bio, when the Rambam brings this Mishnah down lahalocha, the Rambam just says, chayovim bekarbon, and generally speaking, when the Rambam says, chiev karbon, it refers to a chiev karbon chatos, not a chiev oshem toli. The Mishnah says over here, it's called a tarbus ro'ah. So as we mentioned earlier, tarbus ro'ah means improper conduct. There's a machloikis over here in the achroinim. Is an osar midai raisa, or is it osar midai rabbonon? The chikrei lev from Rabbi Folo Chazan says, he wants to explain, when the Mishnah says tarbus ro'ah, it doesn't only mean improper, meaning it's only derabbanon, but it's an isra d'iraisa. It's also mid'iraisa to be machnis yourself into the situation of a sophic isra. Rav Shimon Shkop and other achroinim, Rav Shimon brings rayas to this from Rishonim, but upon him, Rav Shimon says, in Shar Yosher, Shar Chazocha, Perek Tes, says Rav Shimon, the Mishnah only means an Isra Derabbanan. Tarbusra means it's improper. It's not nice. But there's no Isra Deraisa. That's the Mashmoisa Tarbusra. It's inappropriate. But not that it's also Midereraisa. From here, Rav Shimon brings a Raya to a very Choshev Yisoid. Says Rav Shimon's discussing the Halach of Chazaka. Chazaka means we assume things. Things, in the simplest example, things don't change. Something which we know is a certain way presently, we don't assume that it changes. But what about the question? The question is not about now. The question that we're asking, that we need the Chazaka to provide us with the information, is not about the present situation, it's about something in the future. Can Chazaka say, not only do I know now it's this way, and I'm able to assume if I know yesterday it was some way, presently it has remained the same way, but can Chazaka also tell me that if I know now it's this way, in 5 hours from now, in 10 hours from now, it will also remain that way? This is a question. Says Reb Shimon, if we're correct in assuming that Tarbus Ro means it's only also midirabbanon, and he brings rayas to that from other Rishonim elsewhere, we won't go into right now, but says Reb Shimon, if the Mishnah is telling me that this Ish V'Isha, who are being mishamish on Tuesday morning, and the Isra is only an Isra Medrabbanon, that would seem to say the Chazaka is even in the future. Why? Because why are they allowed to mishamish? The Chayra, the Isha, is a Sufik Isra. If she sees any time on Tuesday, Limafreya, the entire Tuesday, was a Zman of Tuma. So why should it not be an Isra D'Iraisa? It's a Sufik Isra. Unless you say, since on Tuesday morning she went to the mikvah, and on Tuesday she has no reason to say she's Tomei, Monday was Monday. She saw Dam on Monday. But on Tuesday, she done all the correct Birurim, she done the hefsek, she did what she was supposed to, of making, ensuring that she has no dam Tuesday morning, and she went to the mikvah. So now, since Tuesday morning, she has no riyas dam, her chazaka, her state of being tells her that the same way on Tuesday morning she has not been riyas dam, she can therefore safely assume that the rest of Tuesday she will also not see dam. If she has a chazaka, mid araisa, she's mutter l'shamish. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us it's only a tarbus run isa de rabbanon. Again, says Reb Shimon, from the fact that the Mishnah is only telling me her isra l'shamesh is only an isra de rabbanon, the reason why it's an isra de rabbanon and not an isra de raisa, it's a sofik isra situation. The answer is because she has a chazaka. Chazaka that since on Tuesday morning she's tahar, and she knows she's tahar, she can therefore use the chazaka to tell me that just like right now on Tuesday she's tahar, she can also use the chazaka to say the rest of the day she's going to remain tahar. And therefore right now she should be mutar l'shamesh.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.